Absolutely fantastic. What an honour it is to be with you again tonight. And are there anybody here that, like, I haven't met, like you're here for the first time? I'd just like to know who my friends are in the house who are coming for the first time. You're here for the first time tonight. That's fantastic. Great to have you here tonight, eh? It's awesome. It's always great. Yeah, give them a big... It's awesome to be here with you. I love visitors at our house, you know, and we have visitors all the time. And nothing like having visitors show up at your house and have them for dinner and stuff. And it's just good to hang out. I like meeting new people. And we need to be consistently living in that mode, I believe. I'm very excited about tonight. I feel tonight is a night of miracles. I feel there are miracles in me. I want to define tonight, and I want to call it a night of miracles. I forget who the girls were, but at least who was that girl who sang When We Believe? Secular song. When We Believe. Anyway, there can be miracles when we believe, she sang. And it's a shame that we didn't write it in the church, but there can be miracles when we believe. I love the song. I played it a while ago at a meeting I was at. But there can be miracles when we simply do believe. Psalm 107 and verse 3 says that he sent his word and healed our diseases. I want to tell you, this book here will seriously mess you up. This will mess you up. I dare you, if you've never read it, I dare you to read it. I dare you. It changed my whole life. 32 years ago, I got given one of these, actually, for the first time in my life, and a man led me to Christ, and he gave me one of these books. It's called the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth, and it radically shifted my process of thought. It shifted my entire life. It shifted the way I saw people. Colin was talking about that tonight. It shifted every perspective I have in life. I've never been the same since. And if your life's dull and boring, honestly, this is a now book. The word now's in here more times than you can count. It's a now book. But, you know, they try to tell us this stuff's out of date, but this is the most relevant book you'll ever read in your life. It'll, you know, chuck out some of that Woman's Day stuff you're reading and get into some of this stuff. This will fix you up. You know, I believe, I feel there are miracles in the house tonight. And one of those miracles, you know, I feel right now, and I want to state that, I believe that there are miracles that are going to happen here in a very definitive way. And I sense that the Holy Ghost wants to move in this meeting and shift things into a realm of expectation. And if you're not expectant already, can you get expectant? The first thing, honestly, I just feel, honestly, that God has said that he will do miracles in this meeting. And I just wrote them down because I was in my... Well, you guys were eating a massive and awesome meal, I heard. I wrote down the miracles God gave me that are going to happen in this meeting tonight. And I want to define it because I feel that when you name things, they seem to happen. When we get around things and we actually define how it's going to be, write the vision and make it plain, it seems to that it occurs. And I feel in this building tonight there are miracles going to snap into existence in people. The first one is freedom, in the realm of freedom. And the troubled minds are going to be set free in this meet right here tonight. Troubled minds, stuff, habits that have been controlling and won't let go, broken tonight in the name of Jesus, okay? And I just really feel that God's going to shift stuff. Sharon sitting right here. Sharon, isn't it? Stand to your feet right now. There's a miracle right here for you right now. In fact, why should we wait? And I just feel the Holy... Lift your hands to the Lord right now. I'll tell you right now, when I was talking to you today, and if someone can get... Can I get someone just hanging around behind these pair? Thank you, sir. Because I believe the power of God is going to... This is what's going to happen to you tonight. There's a soul tie on your spirit hooking you into stuff that you should never be hooked into. You've wondered, how can I get free of that? You've been troubled in your mind and confused more times than you can think about. And that confusion is about to snap over your life today. That right here, in 2 seconds, there's a miracle happening in your life and the soul tie is being cut off and you're going to be loosed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Give God a big hand clap for that. There's miracles, there's other miracles in the realm of freedom that are going to happen here. Phyllis, stand to your feet right now. Phyllis Bryce, I want to tell you, you are a woman of God. and step out, take about four steps in front of yourself. And I want someone behind her tonight. And I said this would be, I want that whole music team up here right now. I need some music happening while this is happening. I just feel the power of God on this. And you're a pretty awesome music team. In fact, before you get up, line yourselves along the front here. We're going to anoint you right now. God wants to do miracles in the music team. And Phyllis, this is just a little space where God can think of so many things at the same time. I'm trying to think about you, but he's thinking about them and many others here. But I want to say this to you right now. Phyllis, it's a brand new day. What the enemy meant for evil, God meant for the good. What the stuff that the enemy's stolen away, that he's crimped up in your life, he's put a halt to it. Moses put the rod into the Ark of the Covenant, and you're in the presence of the Lord here tonight, and God says, I'm going to put you, it's been a dark season. It's been a season of darkness. Some people have a darker season longer than others. Some people struggle through it, and God says, this has been a season. It's been long enough. And God says the sun is about to rise. They got in the Bible says the next day, Numbers chapter 17, verse 3, I think it is, that said the next day they go in to get. Aaron had a dead old stick. It was like a broomstick, if you please, putting it into the presence of God. And he came the next day, the Bible says, and this is the next day for us right now. The brother here testified about a miracle starting in this place today. Keith talked about that. I tell you right now, it's starting right now for you. And tomorrow you're going to enter into a new freedom. God's going to show you stuff that you've seen before, but you haven't seen for a long time. And right now, in Jesus' name, set free. The rod began to bud. Holy Spirit. Which interpreted means these are darn good musicians. And singers. Just in case some of you had a problem with that. Glory to God. Lift your hands to the Lord. Wasn't there five of you?
His son's broken down on the way to here, so he's had to go.
Like, what a shame.
He's bringing him here, though.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
The unsafe son.
There's miracles in this place tonight. Would you, honestly, can I just, you can put your hands down for 2 seconds, because I don't want you to get tired. We might have to get Aaron and her in here to hold your hands up. I want to say this tonight. I want to thank this organisation for the opportunity to come and speak here. I forget to do this stuff, so I've just been reminded now, right? And so I want to thank you. It's been an honour and a privilege. I know I'm here again tomorrow morning at 8:15, but I want to thank you tonight to the board. I want to thank you guys. It's been an honour and a privilege to stand here with you, and I just want to thank you. It's an opportunity. I never take these things lightly. This is an incredible opportunity to come and share God's word. Never ever take this stuff lightly. Whenever you share a testimony or whatever it is, man, we seriously need to have the presence of God today. So I want to thank you. I want to thank the sound people, wherever you are. Here they are right now. Is this the sound people, is it? Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I wanted you up here. And I want to thank the video man, too. It's like he's doing a good job. And I want to thank whoever else is organizing this place and putting out chairs and making this a great atmosphere. And atmosphere is about 90% of what we do. I cruise in from Auckland, and you girls are all smiling. So it makes it a piece of cake to come here and deliver the word of God. It's honestly a piece of cake because you're nice people. And Invercargill's put it on, and it's just awesome. And I want to thank everybody involved. We better get the video man up here. Is that, or do you want to be on your camera? Okay. But I want you to stretch your hand toward all these guys. It's an honor and a privilege. I believe right now, and I'll tell you what now, God told me there's going to be miracles in this place tonight. And those miracles are happening right here and now. Right here and now. We define it as a night of miracles. We define it as a night where God will shift things. And I believe even right now that where I said trouble minds, and God gave me another, and I want to give you this right now because I believe this is for you guys. The other one is to cast future, to cast the future. You might call it prophetic, but that's an old word now. But casting the future, I want to cast the future into some of your life. I believe right now God says, you know what, what stuff that it seems like it can't happen, God says nothing's impossible to me, okay? I want you to receive that. I want you to get that. I believe there's going to be encounters with God tonight. That is dreams, visions. Some of you are going to see angels. You're literally in this house tonight. You'll see angels. You guys that are standing here, there's a miracle right here. Right? Lift your hands to the Lord. I want to tell you there's a miracle. I see a miracle hovering over you tonight. I see it's like sometimes I just see the Holy Spirit shift into a meeting like this. I'd rather sooner see him and work with him than have him over there with his arms folded waiting for me to acknowledge him. So I try to acknowledge him in a meeting like this, and I'll say, Holy Spirit, you better lead here because I don't really have a clue what I'm doing. But I saw him come and stand beside you right then as I went to pray for this group. And I want to tell you right now, get ready for an anointing of the Holy Ghost. Never the same again in Jesus' name. Right now, I release a miracle. I want to tell you there's prophetic destiny all over this thing tonight, all over it right now. And I want to tell you, you guys are going to see stuff you never saw before. Brother, get your hands in the air, Brother Martin, because I want to tell you, there's a Holy Ghost anointing on you right now. And I want to tell you, get ready to see things in the supernatural realm in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord God. I want to tell you right now, don't worry about a thing because God says I've got it all in total control. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the sound. Mighty woman of God, releasing the presence of God all over the place. God says, get ready. These hands are trained for war, battle. Fingers are trained for victory and war in Jesus' name. These fingers certainly are. When you strike those keyboards, it says, he trains your hands for war and our fingers for battle. And right now, every time you touch the keys with those things, demon spirits are coming down in Jesus' name, and the battle has already been won. And I want to tell you, there's a battle going on in your life, and God says, right now, there's victory happening through praise. Amen. Holy Ghost, Shamba, Bubba, Bianda. Murray, take it right now. There's a new anointing on your life. You're going to walk in the freshness of it. The fear will never restrict you. Fear will never hold you back. And God says, you're going to be a man who knows the victory of the cross of Jesus Christ, and the battle is already won. In fact, you don't even have to get into the ring. You don't even have to get in the ring. God says, I'm going to get in the ring before you, and I'm going to fight the battle for you, and I'll take the enemy out in Jesus' name. Anointing, 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 anointing. More of it, God. She needs more of it. Total, radical touch of God. Holy Ghost. Shabbat, Shabbat. Give God a huge hand clap. Miracles just happened. Miracles just happened there. Miracles just happened. Oh boy. Yeah. Now I want you on those keys now, right? I want you on those keys. I don't need the whole group up there. I just really need the keyboarder. Shaka baba babianda. That's right, God. Give him more. 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 Holy Ghost. Make him drunk in the Holy Ghost. Give him a bit too, Lord God. Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I tell you what, there's nothing like the prayer. If you've never been in the presence of God tonight, you're in the right place at the right time. And God just wants to do. God is a God of joy. He woke up in a good mood this morning. In case you thought he's in a bad mood, in case you thought he doesn't like fun, he's in a good mood. He woke up in a good mood. We should be in a good mood too, because you're having a good day. Amen. You're having a good day. Tell your neighbor you're having a good day. If you don't think you're having a good day, you know, sometimes people, I don't know why people look sad. They're alive. They're alive. My son's not alive anymore. When I meet people who say life's not going so good, I'm like, why? You're alive, aren't you? Like, if you think, check your pulse and check out with them. They reckon if you woke up without a white chalk line around you this morning, you're having a great day. And I sometimes we underestimate the day that God has given us and how that can work. And I want to remind you of the goodness of God. I want to remind you he's in a good mood. I've got a couple of CDs here that I just, honestly, that miracle anointing is just all over this place right now. Stand your feet right where you are right now. Power of God. Come out here, in fact. Come out here. Right? Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Lift your hands to the Lord. Roslyn, there goes the breath of God on you right now. Moses said, I don't even want to go, God, if your presence doesn't go with me. God said, I'll give you an angel. Moses said, that's not good enough. I want the presence of God with me right now. Here it is right now. Here it is right now. And everything you touch, everything you have anything to do with. Brother, come out here, man. You're already half laying down there now. You may as well just come out here. Let's get it on you. Holy Ghost. God, I pray right now. Just bless him, Lord God. This is a mighty man in the Holy Ghost. You loose things and you didn't even know it. Thank you, Lord God. Can't believe you made it back to your seat. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. I've got some CDs out there that inspire the heck out of you. Just give him more, Lord. Give him more. I've got some CDs out there that would be good for you. And I just believe they're very challenging and they'll stir your spirit. And some of you just need to get a hold of that. If it's not for yourself, get one to give away, all right? Get one to give away. So I get emails and letters from people who have got these somewhere along the line and they say, man alive, you know, I've been listening to one of your CDs I just had in my car as I was driving to work and it shifted something in my life. I'm never going to be the same again. I really believe that we need to be very proactive. You full gospel business people, you've got something that's too good to keep to yourself. Too good to keep to yourself. It's all over here. It's just all over this place. I want to give one of these away to somebody that led somebody to Christ in the last week. I just want to give it to you. You led someone to Christ in the last week. Maybe it was the last 2. I like to give people a little bit of space there. Maybe it was 2 weeks. There's a brother right there. Come on out here, man. Come on out here. I want to give one of these to you. I'm going to give you this because you're certainly living tomorrow today. Whenever you lead someone to Christ, you're living tomorrow today. Because you're actually, you know, you'll take not one thing you've got of the treasures of this planet will you take with you. Not one. People who think this is it and they got all these riches on it, you won't take any of that with you. I've never yet even seen a hearse with a roof rack on. If they do, there's certainly nothing on it. You'll take nothing with you, but what you will take is when you stand there on that day and you see friends come in that you led to Christ, be the most happy and amazing moment in your life. When you see someone, they don't get turned around, they don't get turned away from heaven, they get welcomed in. And someone will say, hey, cheers, buddy, thanks. You might be standing on the other side of the gate and they'll say, gee, thanks for just spending a little bit of time. Lift your hands to the Lord, Paul. There's a Holy Ghost anointing coming on you. Souls like you've never seen. You may think you're beyond that and it's going to be difficult, but God says, just starting. Brother over here just testified about a revival hitting the place. I want to tell you, when God does that, there's no age that's too dim. There's no eyes that are too dim. Caleb. Joshua, Caleb was 85 years old. Are you got there yet? Well, get ready to take some giants in Jesus' name. Here comes the anointing on you right now, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I really feel, here's what I do feel. I want to say this tonight. There's a miracle going to happen in a marriage here tonight too. Troubled minds, I've already talked about. There's somebody here right now that you're going to have a miracle in your marriage. A miracle right here tonight. You're here at this conference, there's been conflict and trouble in your marriage, and this is what the Holy Spirit's telling me right now. God's going to heal your marriage supernaturally right in this meeting here tonight. Supernaturally. Because counselors, honestly, I gave my life to Christ, I've never seen a counselor yet. If you're a counselor here, I do love you. But you ain't getting my money. I'd sooner put it in the offering and go to the Lord. He's the greatest. Jesus actually said, I will send the Holy Spirit. He will be your counselor. Somebody here is going to get a miracle in your marriage. Can I just say this to you tonight? One of the problems in your marriage has been you've been making, you know, every marriage has days that have Sucksville in them. Like there's times when you're in Sucksville. It's like it sucks. And can I just say this to you right now? Don't make decisions when you're in Sucksville. Get to the other side of town before you make a decision regarding your destiny in your marriage and what God's doing in your marriage. I think we make too many decisions in Sucksville and we ruin what God's trying to put together. We will go through hardships. Nobody said life would be easy. What planet are you off? Even the Bible says that they were cut in half, they were sawn asunder, it was pretty darn vicious. And we just want to sit back and have a cushy ride. I want to tell you right now, let's look to the Lord. Let's look to the hills from whence comes our strength. It says that God will strengthen you in everything you face in your life tonight. I think I'm going to preach a little bit of a message to you tonight. And just for the fun of it, I just want to give you something that'll stir you up. And I want to talk about something that God just put on my heart while I was sitting at home there today. But I want to, there's a verse in the Bible in Psalm 68 and verse 1, and it simply says this, let God arise. I felt the Holy Spirit say to me this afternoon, you better let God rise in that meeting. You better let the Holy Spirit rise, because I don't want you, I want the Holy Spirit. He says, I want my place. I want to do some stuff in that meeting. It's going to be powerful, it's going to be effective, and I believe you're going to be healed, delivered, and set free. So let's say it, let God arise.
Let God arise.
The brother sitting right there in the, I think it's kind of a green. It's like the army colour. I want to tell you, God's about to rise in your life like never before. I don't know you from a bar of soap, but I'll tell you this right now. Tonight is a turnaround point in your life. Is that good news or is it bad news? It's good news. I believe it's a turnaround point in your life, and I believe God's going to do stuff there. In 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 3, there's one verse there. It's about some lepers. And they've been sitting outside the city. There's a siege on the city. I want to tell you, there's a siege on in our nation right now. You are full gospel. That doesn't mean you're full of food. It means you're full of the power of God.
Amen.
It's about, this is a group. I want to tell you, I got into this thing like 32 years ago. And it radically shifted me from a total loser into a place where I could define the destiny of people in my neighborhood, people in my business world, and people all around me. I realized that I was a leper sitting at the gate of my city that was in trouble. There's a siege going on in our schools, in our nation, in our marriages, in the marketplace. There's a horrible siege going on. The enemy's winning a huge battle there. And he's taking people out. We have the highest suicide rate in the entire planet by just about twice. If you look at the scale, it's like every other nation goes up that far on the scale. Then we are that far above the scale again. Little New Zealand. I want to tell you, there's a siege going on. And you better believe it. God's calling people. He wants to fire you up like he fired me up 32 years ago when I came to one of these meetings. And I sat there thinking, I've never heard singing like this. I sat there thinking, I've never felt the presence of God like this. I felt there thinking, if this God can do this to me just sitting in my seat, what could he do if I surrender my life to him? And I made a decision that day that I would follow him for the rest of my life. I left a whole lot of stuff. Habits here tonight are going to be broken in Jesus. Some of you have been battling those habits too long, and it's time to get over it and get on with what God's got for you. Hello. You know, so I just, here's what they said. They were sitting at the gate, and then they made this statement in verse 3 of chapter 7 of 2 Kings, if you're taking notes, and you should do, because God took notes. He took a whole book full of them, because he figured he can't remember what he said yesterday. So if I take a whole book full of them, they can remind me of what I said, is what the Bible says. Remind him of his promises. I have to take notes. Here's the deal. This is what they said. Why sit here till we die? And some of us, probably quite a percentage of us are over 50. We're in the second half. I've never yet seen a game that was won in the first half. It's got to be encouraging to one or two of you. You're losing up till now, it don't matter. Because every game I've ever seen or participated in was won in the second half. You can be up in the first half and lose in the second half if you're not careful. You've got to put some things into place. You've got to keep up the pressure. You've got to keep going. You can't get weary. You've got to get energized in a meeting like this to say, I'm going to make the second half more energized. I'm going to get my second breath or second anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to go like I've never gone before. This is my night. You're in the right place at the right time. I want to say that again here tonight. I really believe these guys might have thought everything was out. The city was under siege. They wouldn't even let them in the gate. They had leprosy. They didn't look right. They didn't fit in. But God couldn't care less about your title or how you look. He just wants someone who's just obedient and says, God, I'm putting my hand up right now. Send me, wherever it may be. Rods go off to Africa and places like that in the Sudan. And some of us need to grab a hold. And I believe China's opening up and some stuff for full gospel businessmen that there's no limit to what we can do. And we need to get a bigger vision than just our own little world. These guys had their own little world outside the gate, and they're sitting under the shadow of the gate, and they said this, why sit here till we die? And I want to say that to the full gospel businessmen of New Zealand right now, why sit there till you die? Then they went and they began to walk toward the enemy. They were weak, they were sick, they were falling apart. Bits of skin are falling off as they walk toward the enemy. But they said, we're going to go anyway. And as they're walking toward the enemy, the whole enemy thought an army was arriving because the angels of the Lord walked away. I want to tell you, look out for your chapters. Look out for the ministries you're involved in those chapters, because God's going to send angels that will get alongside you, and it's going to cause a sound to come, and sound always comes before sight. Some of you are waiting to see it, but when I read my Bible, sound comes before sight. Some of us are waiting for a revival, but sound comes before sight. You won't see it until you start to speak it, declare it, and activate it.
Mm. That's good.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes. Amen.
God steps out on the first day of history. Genesis chapter 1. The Bible says he steps out and the earth is without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. It's pitch black. You and I would have stepped out and said, gee, it's dark out here. But God stepped out, and the first thing he says is, let there be light. And before there was ever a sun and a moon, for anybody here that doesn't believe in a creation or a God of creation, or you might be an atheist or whatever you might be, God steps out on the first day of the dawn of history. It's pitch black, and he simply says, let there be light. And before your sun or your moon ever arrived, the entire galaxy lit up with the presence of God. 4 days before he ever created the sun or the moon, he lit up the entire galaxy just with his presence. You better believe he's here tonight to light somebody's life up. And sound comes before sight. He spoke it before it was ever there. I want to just speak some stuff over people tonight. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. The sister there with the red top on and the grey top and grey hair, actually. And stand up to your feet right now. Are you together with that man beside you? You want to make sure of that before you start doing stuff, because you never know. Come on out here. I want to pray for you right now. You can get with her if you're with her, brother. You are together, aren't you? Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Something fresh is about to come on you guys right now. I don't know how you're here or why you're here, but lift your hands up to the Lord right now. Here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. Sound comes before sight. Some things you're going to speak into being. God says, don't ever be afraid to confess it with your mouth. Things you're going to confess, things you needed to confess. You've talked about it. You've wondered how it could work out. You've talked about it. God says, speak to that mountain. It'll be removed. Here it comes right now. Holy Ghost, anointing, anointing, anointing on them both in Jesus' name. Give him more while he's down there, Lord God. They said, why sit here till we die? I want to say to some people here right now, don't sit around any longer. Get up and get involved like you've never been involved before. Yeah. Some of you have been waiting for someone else to do it. You're the one who meant to do it. Stop waiting for someone else and get involved yourself. None of you are very excited about that. I think it's in verse 12. I'm not going there tonight for the sake of time, but I think it's in verse 12. They then said, because they went in and the Assyrians had fled. And I want to tell you, the brother here, somebody spoke about the money coming in and stuff from the Masonic Lodge even. I want to tell you right now, it won't happen until you start to walk toward it and make confession like that, and we start to walk and make it happen. It'll happen, all right. But if we just sit there, it'll never happen. And then when we do get there, there's going to be more than we could ever understand. Abundance. These guys got healed. There was abundance all around. And then they made this statement. This is a day of good news. We dare not keep it to ourselves. Or it will turn to truth. I don't know about you. Good news came into my life 32 years ago. It was the best news I'd ever heard. It changed the way I thought, the way I looked at things, the way I operated. I was a thief. I was immoral. I was bad news. I was going to say flipping bad guy. Flipping's okay. Paul wrote an entire book to the Philippians. I got born again on a Wednesday night. On Friday, I went to work and I went and did the normal things I do, which was a lot of dishonest stuff. And I remember going to one house and I remember taking advantage of a couple of elderly people in one of the businesses I had. And it was easy. It wasn't really, there was nothing criminal about it. It was just taking advantage of a situation where they knew no better. And I literally, I didn't rip them off, but I overcharged them by probably about $400. Now, it was all, I could justify every bit of it on the books. If anybody questioned it, I could justify it. But I knew in my own heart that I'd ripped them. I got born again on the Wednesday. Thursday, I was like floating on air. Like literally. If you haven't had that experience, get born again again. Because if you're shackled through life, it's boring. I went and did this job. I got in my vehicle. I was driving down the road. And suddenly, I came down to earth again. And it was like, shoot, everything's gone normal all of a sudden. I thought, man, I was so excited this morning when I woke up. I got into the Word of God. I went to work feeling like, mate, I was king of the universe. I felt like I was a millionaire. Some people struggling to be a millionaire. I became one when I got born again. Because my daddy owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. Changes your thinking. The poverty mindset left me in 2 seconds. It's a poverty mindset. You can have all the money in the world but still be poverty-minded and not free. I was free. And all of a sudden, every bit of that left. And I said, God, what's happened? And he said, you ripped those people off. Holy Spirit spoke it loud and clear in my ear. I pulled over the side of the road. I wept for a while because I couldn't bear to live without the presence of God in my life, and a second longer. Because once you've experienced God, you can't live. It's impossible for those who were once enlightened to return again. It's impossible because you're so excited. I turned around, I went back, and I walked into the place, and they couldn't believe I was back. And I said, look, I've ripped you off. And I can't do that. And they said, oh, we thought you charged awful high. An elderly couple. And I said, no, what it was, I've ripped you off. And I want to, give me back that bill. And I tore it up in front of them. And I ripped up the check they'd given me. And I said, we're going to redo this whole thing. I said, I've put stuff in your house that you never needed. I was doing locks and I was doing locksmith stuff. It was one of the businesses I had. And fear is an incredible thing. You can operate on people's fear. The devil loves you to live in fear because he can do all sorts. He can intimidate you. He can manipulate you. He can push you this way and that way. I was pushing these people around. I said, you need locks on that. I said, we've got locks on that. Now the criminals can get in that little window over there. We'll put a lock on there too. And I put locks on where you should never put locks. And I charged them all this money for it. And then I went back, I said, look, you can keep the locks, but I'm not charging you for anything. Because I said, I ripped you off. I took advantage of your fear. And they said, man, what is it about you? And I said, here's what it is about me. I got born again 2 nights ago. I became a Christian. And I said, I cannot do this to you. And I want to repent before you and before God right now. Next thing, they're both this dear elderly couple are weeping their heart out as I'm telling them what I'm just doing. I'm weeping my heart out because I can feel the presence of God return again because I obeyed him. And as I obeyed God, he turned my life around. At that point, I decided I would never, ever disobey God. I want to be tuned into the voice of the Holy Spirit. If you haven't heard God lately, look back in your life to when you disobeyed him and say, God, I want to get on track again with your voice. These guys here changed the entire destiny of the nation. I believe there are people here tonight that are going to change the destiny of New Zealand. In fact, jump to your feet there, Mr. Purple Shirt. And is that your wife beside you? Get her up beside you. You testified today, which was enough to convince me of this anyway, but lift your hands to the Lord right now, because there's an anointing all over your life, and you're in this meeting, and tonight I tell you right now, God says, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Holy Ghost, fire him up for the anointing that's on him. Get ready to do things that are amazing. People, God are going to bring people across your path with money and release stuff into your life that you never ever thought could possibly happen. You've dreamt about it, but it's going to happen in Jesus' name. I just want to give you a couple of things tonight that I believe release you into being a person that literally says, why sit here till I die? And let's say this is a day of good news. Five things that will release you into that. Number one is live expectant. Please live expectant. Please live like you're fired up about something. I meet so many people who don't live expectant. They've got their eyebrows down, they're frowning, look like they're looking for a toilet or something, and going to ask where the toilet is or where the bathroom is. You know, we should live expectant. Like, people meet you and your eyebrows are up. Mine are naturally up all the time because I've just lived this life for so long. My forehead shaped the right way to have my eyebrows. I think it's something to do with when I used to do water skiing, and when they were teaching me to water ski, and I just couldn't get the hang of it. I'd mostly be like a submarine and my eyebrows would be peeled right at the top of my head, just trying to get above the water, and I could never quite get there. And ever since then, I've sort of lived expectant. I finally did get up on those skis. But I want to say this tonight. If you choose to live expectant, God will use you in circumstances you never, ever thought were possible. But please live expectant. I get tired of hanging around people who just look like they've got driving a Ford or something. With a rev limiter on you. Get over whatever's holding you down. Get excited and live in expectation of what God's going to do today. Amen. Honestly, I think the message is pretty simple. Just live expectant. Amen. Get that limiter off your life, that governor. Been some Ford mechanic operating on your life called the devil. He's put a limiter on you and it holds you back on every opportunity you get. You get scared of stepping out. You get scared of getting excited. You just don't live on that air. You ever been go-karting?
Yep.
You get in those. I remember the very first time I went go-karting. I hopped in those go-karts. You know, you go in there. You can smell it. The fuel and the rubber burned all over the track. This is for guys now. And you can smell it. And you're like, man, alive. Just the smell excites you. And you're ready to go. You know, give me my go-kart. And you get in the go-kart, it's got a Recaro seat, you tuck into there, you feel just good, you feel secure in the seat, you just know that you're going to win this race. Anything, you're expectant, man, you're thinking, man, give it to me, where's the green light? You're waiting for the green light, you've already got your foot hard on the accelerator after the guy started, even before, got your foot, he pulls the start cord and the thing roars into life. You're like, man, this is it, the light turns green and off you go. Before you get out of pit lane, you're pretty convinced that's as fast as this thing's ever going to go. Come to the first corner, you don't even have to touch the brakes. You go around there and you can't believe it. You come around the first lap, you stop, you pull over, you jump out of your car, go running for one of the... Hey, there's something wrong with this cart. It's not going properly. He comes over, he says, mate, it's going. There's nothing wrong with it. Then you say, well, mate, I haven't even had to touch the brakes. I've been right around. There's something wrong with it. He says, no, no, we've got governors on them for people like you with your eyebrows in the air because we know that you're going to cause trouble on the track. And he said, we've put a limiter on it and that's as fast as it goes. You know, I really believe this, and I look at people and I observe people in my life, and I believe so many people, especially without, if they've never read this book, you can guarantee they're limited, but I see people without Christ. People who have never ever had the decision, you know, I made a decision to become a Christian. It never made me goofy. It never made me silly or something. It made me more of what I was, which was excited about life. I became more excited. Christianity should never make you goofy. It should make you bold and courageous and like a William Wallace sort of thing, you know. Come on, let's take the city for Christ. Yeah, you're not allowed to say preach in a full gospel business, man. Brother Ron. But here, let me say this. Some of you tonight need to get your go. There's nothing worse than a go-kart that won't go. That's right. Some of you need to get your life into Jesus' workshop tonight and say, Jesus, put some nitro into my tank. Get the rev limiter off me. It's called sin, mostly. It's junk that's going on in your life. It's unforgiveness. It's stuff that we've held on to. And say, God, I want you to operate. Get a HSV Holden mechanic to get going on you. And get that. And cut off some of the junk and get going. And say, I'm never going to live limited again. I'm going to live excited about tomorrow. I'm going to dream about tomorrow. I'm going to dream about my marriage. I'm going to confess good stuff over my marriage. I'm going to love my wife and tell her every day that I love her. I'm going to do some stuff that's incredibly positive, because I've found that when you praise people, they get up and they start to go. Like a go-kart's meant to go. So, number one, let's decide to live expectant. I hate non-expectant religious people. Had a few in our church at one stage. I remember one day I returned from a journey and somebody rang up, wanted to get married. The question was asked to them, do you attend church? I would have thought, who cares? Just want to get married. I didn't want to get saved. I wanted to get married. Didn't want to get religious. I just wanted to get a ring on my wife's finger. I asked them a few questions and found out that they'd been living together for 12 years. Outside of marriage. That's a big no-no. In a religious mindset. So they said, oh, look, I'm sorry, we can't do anything. I returned home, I heard about it. I said, how dare we? Because my eyebrows are up. I'm looking for any opportunity in the world. Amen. I said, how dare I? Rang, I said, where's the phone number? I rang them up. The guy, Pete, answers the phone. I said, Pete, I'd love to marry her. Well, I don't want to marry her. I want to come back. Just in case somebody getting that wrong. I'll drink to that. I said, mate, I'll put together a wedding plan. We'll be around at your place this afternoon. I jumped in my HSV. Only reason I bought that car is because you can get to the sick a lot quicker. Get to the poor a lot quicker. I remember pulling in his driveway, going up and knocking on his door. Pete comes to the door. He's never been to church in his life. Pete comes to the door, opens the door. Here I am. I'm a heck of a lot scruffier than this normally, okay? I had some old T-shirt on, HSV Holden T-shirt, and sooner push a Holden than drive a Ford. Pete comes to the door, he says, who are you? I said, I'm the minister you rung earlier. You talked to her. He said, you don't look like a minister. Thank God for that. He said, you look normal. I had my wife there. He said, is that your car? Couldn't believe we're driving a car like that. He said, you're meant to be driving a Morris Minor. He didn't really say that, but I could see him thinking that. He said, well, come on in then. We went in, we sat down around their table. I said, Pete, here we've got it all planned here for you. And I began to read out the wedding plan we had for them. And him and his de facto, the girl, he's, whatever you call that, his partner, they've been living together for 12 years. They had a little boy who was 11 years old. Young boy, I should say. And he's there. And then I started reading. I said, look, first thing I'd like to do at your wedding is pray, if that's okay. And I said, in fact, why don't we pray right now and pray that it'll be a good day? And we started to pray, just sitting around their table. They've never been to church in their life. We just started sitting around. I just said, can we pray? And I just prayed, God, let your blessing come over this house right now. Because, God, you love these guys. They might have been living together for 12 years, but you couldn't care less. You're more interested in their soul, in their life. And I said, I just pray, God, send your blessing. Next thing, Melissa starts bawling her eyes out. I'm like, Melissa, is it okay? Is this praying thing all right? And she says, I don't know what it is. I've never felt like this before in my life. Why? Because I arrived expecting something to happen. We just need to live expectant, really. Nothing like an expectant woman. We've got a GPS in my car. We quite often laugh about it. We selected the British voice because it just sounds wiser. It's a female voice for the same reason. And Julia often laughs that I sit there and take instructions from this. You know, she tries to give me an instruction.